Whistler's portrait of the art collector and connoisseur Theodore Duret is deceptively simple. A single figure in dark evening dress stands against a light background. He holds a fan and a woman's evening cloak in one hand, and his own hat in the other. Despite this apparent simplicity, though, the painting represents the solution to a host of self-imposed artistic challenges. Whistler rejected conventional devices to establish the weight of the figure, so it almost seems to be a silhouette. Yet through perfect control of all aspects of form and coloring, the figure maintains a massive presence. Whistler believed that a picture is finished when all trace of the means used to bring about the end has disappeared. He often succeeded so well that, ironically, his works were criticized as effortless sketches. This painting was fully sketched in the first sitting, but in order to maintain a perfect relation of tones between all the parts, it had to be repainted as many as 10 times and actually took several months to complete. Duret posed for Whistler in the artist's London studio. The painting demonstrates Whistler's use of portraiture to investigate problems of design and color, but it's also an astute representation of a worldly and urbane man.